Вот мы на месте нашего любимого Кришны.
We are on the place of our beloved Krishna, Lord Krishna.
Место, о котором я говорил, когда мы были.
The place that I talked about before.
Вот там, где Кришна показывал нам.
The place where Krishna showed to us.
Входение в ядро планеты.
Entering the core of the planet.
Здесь Кришна.
And here. Krishna stands in a giant mahadouble.
И вот это место наиболее для того, чтобы ощутить
его нежность, for experiencing his tenderness, his unlimited divine love.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama это не только
Rama
одного
из not only the name of one of the epic heroes of India. Rama means omnipresent. Krishna is indeed omnipresent. He is present not only in India but over the whole planet. He watches the development of people. Just near St. Petersburg, there are three wonderful places of power. And on this place of power, one can do a lot of important exercises of Buddha Yoga. Today, this day, this stage of work of our group is for other purposes. Today we have come here to meet Krishna in this form of manifestation of Him, to experience once again what is love of God. We experienced it in the most strong way on the place of Jesus, on two places of Jesus. One is in the city and another in forest. Сатьясай, Птахатеп, Хуань, Хань, many others whom we met before. And here
еще одно качество божественной любви.
Another aspect of divine love. The love of Lord Krishna.
Мы также можем получать от Него откровения, напутствия.
We can receive from Him revelations, guidelines.
Мы должны будем сразу же записать.
And it has to be written down immediately.
Но очень важно.
But it's also very important.
Любить.
To learn to love God really, not just in words. There are many people in our country who think themselves to be believers, and if you ask any one of them, do you love God? Everyone would answer, yes, of course, I do love. But can they love in reality? Do they know what love is? In reality, only a few people, a few out of thousands, can love indeed. They have developed organ of love. The organ of love is chakra anahata, spiritual heart. Without this organ, one cannot love. To love with mind, just to say formally, I love, it's not love. The organ for producing emotions of love is the Anahata chakra. And only if we have mastered the functions of this chakra, if we have learned to entering this chakra, only then we can say that we can love. But it's also not enough. some people who have mastered the methods of working with anahata, they been affected by egocentrism, by their intellectual and ethical imperfections, they may not realize the love in practice. But the people who are here, who come here, who work in Buddha Yoga, in our school, we can not just love, but we have become very large spiritual hearts, capable to love not just from within body, but from very large volumes of ourselves, to love concrete manifestations of the creation, like living beings, or our planet and the whole creation. For this one needs broad philosophical outlook, and also we can love the Creator in total and concrete manifestations of Him in the form of divine teachers. And how can we love now, by the way, Lao is present here, we are going to visit him today. I saw him discussing with Krishna how to meet us in his abode in the cloister of Lao. His place is about 6 kilometers from this one. How we can love Krishna now? We can do it in two ways. One can create his own Mahadabal as large as possible, to become comparable a little bit to Krishna, and then embrace Krishna with Mahadabal. But it will be done correctly only if we attune to his level of divine subtlety. The second way is to feel his Mahadabal, as we did many times before. He receives everyone with pleasure inside of him. And now Lord Krishna, omnipresent, he is simultaneously present here as Mahadabal, and he also was with us when we were going here, showering us with his love, tenderness. We have to grow as Brahmanic consciousnesses, so let's grow inside the Mahadabal of Krishna. And we should grow not just up. Let's see that Krishna is present not only above the surface, but as other Mahadabals, he passes the whole planet without interfering with its matter, because this is different spatial dimensions. They do not interfere with each other. In the same way, we have to try to pass through the whole earth down to the roots of the Lord Krishna, which are inside the abode. The base of Krishna is the abode, as with other divine teachers. The divine teachers give us their forms for us to feel the forms, to learn to become larger and larger, and where do we take energy for growing? From regular food. We eat regular food, rice with mushrooms, with cheese. And this energy can be either wasted for various mundane activities.
Мы можем сжигать эту энергию совершенно напрасно.
We can burn it in vain, waste it for negative emotions.
Или мы можем использовать специальные приемы, особенно эзотерические.
Or we can grow as devils with special esoteric methods. And then we will live in hell among the likes. What is suffering of hell? This is life among the like people. People who habituated themselves during the life on the earth to live in negative emotions. So the hell is the mass of such souls who live in fear, aggression, hatred. This is the life in hell. And we go in the opposite direction. We go to the abode of the Creator. And now we will do it with the help of Krishna. We have drunk some coffee, ate sandwiches with cheese, and this energy in particular we will use for growth of our consciousnesses inside the Mahadabala of Krishna. And every time, every meditation, every visit of such holy places helps us to grow our consciousness, to become larger and larger, and to learn to feel not just our planet, but the whole galaxy as well. And then to flood in the unlimited abode of the Creator. So, let's praise the Lord Krishna. We can say these words inside His Mahadabala, inside His consciousness.
Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Слава тебе, вездесущий.
Glory to you, omnipresent.
Hare, Hare. Но вот еще существует понятие лозы.
There is also a conception of vine, grape plant, which was invented by Jesus. The full vine is also presence of physical body. And we, all of us, has to be vines like this. With the help of our physical bodies, through our physical bodies, to bring to as much people as possible the truth about God, about His abode, how He loves us, how He helps us, about true meaning of life. So let's do this, walk on this road. One can go far away because the Mahadabala is very huge, and throughout all this road, let's body walk on this road, and consciousness move inside the Mahadabala of Krishna down to the abode. Those who can do it. Krishna gives to us His form for studying the way to the abode, starting from the surface, starting from the physical sky with clouds, and down to the Creator of all material world.